Hello, everyone.
It's Kayla.
And Silas. And this is The Adventures of Kayla and Silas, a podcast about everything travel. Each week, we cover travel topics that we find interesting and that we hope you will, too. So, Kayla, what's cooking? What do we got for tonight?
So, tonight, I thought we would talk about your birthday.
My birthday?
Yeah. So, Silas's birthday was last week. He turned the big... Should I tell them?
You mean... You can, and if I don't like it, I'll just cut it out.
He turned the big 3-1.
I did.
Anyway, so our birthdays are kind of special in how they relate to travel because last year, our first year as a married couple, my birthday was during our honeymoon. It's just after our wedding or our anniversary. It's just after our anniversary.
There it is.
And so we were in Ireland. We were in Dublin for my birthday. And then it just happened that we planned this other vacation later in the year that fell on Silas's birthday. And I remember on Silas's birthday, we kind of looked at each other like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like when you're on vacation on your birthday, it gets to be all about you, more or less.
Yep.
And, you know, you don't have any obligations and you're already kind of spoiling yourselves anyway. And so it's just like a natural next step to let the birthday boy or girl kind of drive the decision making for the day. And so we kind of made this pact that from now until forever, we want to be traveling on our birthday. We want to do something special for our birthdays. And so we were traveling for my birthday this year, which was fun.
Yep.
And then, unfortunately, we had planned to go to Vegas for Silas's birthday.
Yeah.
He was very stoked about that. That was his...
Which there would not have been a podcast about because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yes. Right. Right. It would have had to be a secret podcast for on our secret podcast channel.
On the secret one. Yep. We have that.
But anyway, we didn't go to Vegas. Because, as you all know, we were invited to a friend's wedding in Wales, and we just couldn't make it work with the amount of vacation time I have to take 3 weeks worth of vacation within a month of each other. And so we didn't.
Wait, your boss doesn't like it when you aren't there for extended periods of time?
Well, she doesn't mind if I'm not there for extended periods of time, but I have to work for extended periods of time in order to get extended periods of time off from work.
Boring. Okay, keep going.
That's how it works. Anyway, we didn't go to Vegas because of the other trip that we took in July. And so I had to take it upon myself to plan the super duper birthday surprise for Silas.
Always the martyr.
Yeah, it was really rough. So I think, Silas, you should give kind of a general explanation of what happened on your birthday and kind of how it progressed. Go.
Okay. Well, to start off, I picked Kayla up the day before my birthday from work. And when I got her, she hopped in the car and immediately handed me an envelope. And the whole thing turned into this timed out scavenger hunt of sorts.
Yep.
Where every so often she would say, all right, here's your next envelope. If you want to make it to the next thing in time, you better figure out this clue quick. But she did spoon feed me a few of the answers because I wasn't quite keeping
up. He had to Google a few things.
But it was a lot of fun. And the first clue took us down to Des Moines. And we went out to dinner at the Americana, which is a really fun restaurant. And from there, we checked into our hotel and just kind of had an early night because we had a full day planned for the next day, planned for the next day.
Yep.
Planned for the
for
next
your birthday.
Day. For my birthday.
Yep.
And the next morning, we slept in a little bit, kind of got a slow start, and then we went to brunch at a place called Drake Diner.
Yep.
Which was delicious. I had pumpkin pancakes because I'm an adult. And then we ventured outside of Des Moines a little bit to a place called Winterset, which is the birthplace of John Wayne. And so we went to the John Wayne Museum and saw his house where he was born. He was a 13-pound baby.
Fun fact.
For those of you who are interested in things like that.
And.
Yes.
He got his nickname, the Duke, when he was a kid.
When he was a little kid.
Yep. We didn't know that.
It was because of the dog. The dog's name was Duke. But the dog followed him everywhere.
Was that it?
Yeah, pretty sure. If it's wrong, somebody write in and correct us.
Something like that.
But so lots of fun facts about John Wayne. And then Winterset is also in Madison County, which was the place where they shot and filmed the bridges of Madison County. Mm-hmm. So we visited a few of the bridges, got some fun pictures. And then Kayla hands me my next clue, which took us to a place called Flick's Brewhouse. And we watched the movie Atomic Blonde, which if you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend going to see this. It was an amazing movie. I want to go see it again. I probably will see it again at some point.
He'll see it again.
I'll see it again.
Yeah.
And the fun part of Flick's Brewhouse is that they have their own beer. They have a brewery, and so you can try lots of different Flick's Brewhouse beers while you're watching the movie. And they'll bring you the beer, and they'll bring you food if you order that. They have a pretty good menu, which is just a different experience than you're used to when you go to the movie. So that was really, really fun. I hadn't been there before, and I'd wanted to go for a long time, so I was glad we got that
really put on nice the list. It's really nice because you can eat at the same time.
Yep. And then from there, Kayla took me to a bar called El Bait Shop, which has 222 drinks in bottles and on tap. Etc. Mixture. I'm not sure what
it has. It's all like American local beers.
Yes. Yep. A lot of domestics and a lot of really cool different variations, and too many to try in one night. That's for sure. But while we were walking up, I saw her cousin sitting at one of the benches outside, and which wasn't surprising to me because he lives downtown.
Yep.
And so I thought, oh, that's a fun coincidence. He's out tonight. We should stop by. I said, Kayla, we should stop and say hi to your cousin. And she said, oh, really? That sounds like a good idea. And then I look down the table and I see it's like all my friends. They're like 15 people out for my birthday, which was a lot of fun and a super big surprise. I did not realize that that was going to happen. Kayla did try and spill the beans.
Yep.
About a dozen times.
I'm the worst at keeping secrets.
Yes. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
My dad is even worse than I am at keeping secrets.
I feel safe saying that. I'm pretty sure he doesn't listen to this podcast. So
I don't think he knows how to listen to podcasts.
So it was a lot of fun. We hung out, and I figured that was going to be the end of the night. We were just going to hang out with friends. But then while we were sitting at the bar, Kayla hands me another envelope and says, time to figure it out the next clue, or we're going to be late. And I was like, late to what? And I look, and it... is a clue to get us to the iCubs game, which was happening that night.
Which is...
baseball game.
Yeah, it's like the Cubs farm team.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I had never been to an iCubs game before, which was a lot of fun for me to get to go experience that with friends. And we just had a really, really good time. They were shooting out t-shirts at the game, and I ended up catching one, which really was the highlight of the game for me.
It just came straight to him, and we all couldn't believe it because he kept running around like a crazy guy trying to catch t-shirts the whole night.
I did.
And then like the eighth inning or something, he finally catches one.
I did. It was amazing.
It was ridiculous.
But after that, we went out for a few more drinks, and then we called it a night. But it was a really fun local adventure. I was very pleased with my birthday and how it shaped up. And I don't know, Kayla just did an amazing job planning it, so...
So, I don't think you, well, maybe you did use this word, but I really thought about the whole thing as this staycation. Even though we did stay at a hotel, we know Des Moines well. And so, really, it was kind of an endeavor to explore a little deeper into a city that we already visit regularly. And I did splurge a little bit to get us a nice hotel downtown so that, you know, at the end of each night, we could easily walk back to our room and whatnot. But thinking about it as, you know, a staycation, how does it compare for you to other vacations that we take? Because we spend a lot of time in Des Moines.
Yes, we do. I would say the way that it compares for me was that a lot of times with vacations, I'm always trying to look for new experiences and to see new things and to try new foods or try new drinks. And I think what was exciting was that we didn't have to go but 30 minutes down the road. Mm-hmm. And we were able to try new restaurants, see museums, and try new foods and drinks and have new experiences just the same way that we would on a regular vacation, but we didn't have to go halfway around the world. I think though probably the biggest difference and one of the most exciting things and fun things for me was that we got to hang out with friends, which we don't always get to do when we're traveling.
Yeah.
I mean, the closest thing is when we visit people that we studied abroad with, but that is only for a short amount of time, and there's a lot of catching up that has to happen.
Yep.
So it's a very different experience hanging out with friends that way than it is hanging out with friends that we get to hang out with all the time, but just in a new atmosphere. So,
right. And I would argue it's like the way to hang out with our friends on vacation, because we tried to plan a friendcation last year.
Oh my gosh.
And it did not go well.
Friendcation 2016. I mean,
Silas and I had fun, but
nobody else.
But nobody else came. So it was much more reliable to have our vacation in Des Moines and to invite our friends to that.
Yeah.
Friendcation. They actually showed up.
Friendcation is a whole nother podcast. We will have to try for Friendcation 2018, maybe, or something. We'll see. We'll have to try Friendcation again. But the last Friendcation, literally the Facebook group, the name changed to Kayla and Silas's Second Honeymoon because
everyone abandoned us.
Yeah. Wah, wah.
Yeah. We really do have friends who like spending time with us.
We
don't
do.
Worry.
There were 15-ish people at my birthday party.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
It was great. So in general, staycation, thumbs up. We'll have to go for a different theme than movie themed next time.
Sure.
Because movie.
I'll be thinking about the theme that I want.
Yeah.
I'll be thinking about it.
So the next question I want to ask, as Silas mentioned, I really planned his whole birthday because it was all a secret. So he told me,
I love surprises.
He loves surprises, but he told me he wanted a movie themed birthday at some point. It was kind of casually mentioned, and then I just kind of blew it up into a bigger deal.
It was you asked specifically point blank, what birthday theme do you want?
Did I?
You did. You said, what do you want your birthday theme to be? And I thought to myself, since my birthday theme when I was 5 was pin the tail on the donkey, I haven't really thought about birthday themes a lot since then. So I just said movie.
I'm keeping you young, babe.
Yes, you are.
So anyway, what I'm trying to get at is that usually when we go on vacation, we work together to figure out where we're going, what we're going to do. Or once we're there, we figure out what we're doing.
Either way, we work on it together.
Right. Not generally a one-sided situation.
Right.
But in this case, I planned it all, and so you didn't get to have a hand in it. So, dun-dun-dun-dun, what would you have changed or maybe done differently?
That is a loaded question that is going to send me to the doghouse later.
No.
Can I pass?
I'm legitimately interested. Like, is there something that you would have added, or?
This is going to get me in trouble. We'll see. Let me, a couple of things. You were often asking, what other things do you think we're going to do? And so you kept trying me to guess things. Mm. And there were several things that I guessed that would have been fun, but I don't know that we would have had time to do them with the schedule that we had planned. I might have said that we would go a little bit earlier on the day before my birthday to add in a few extra activities. But the things that I would have added while we were in Des Moines specifically would have been an escape room.
Because Silas is a sucker for a good escape room.
Because I love escape rooms. That would have been a challenge.
That would have been
really fun. It would have been cool. And
just to be clear also, Silas is literally doing an escape room tomorrow night.
I am. I am taking one of my good friends. Actually, I'm the best man in his wedding for this weekend, and I'm taking him to an escape room. So
I don't really feel bad that I didn't include that in his birthday, which
was
like
she knew that
less
it was happening.
Than 10 days ago.
She knew that it was happening, so she probably did that on purpose. But besides that, the other thing that we tried to do was go to Exile.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say was my biggest regret.
But we went to Hessen House, which is another brewery, another beer place.
It's a German
beer house that is
Exile is
fun.
This amazing local Iowan brewery right in downtown Des Moines. And so we were supposed to go there the night before Silas's birthday after dinner, and we walked over there. Like, man, this place looks dead. Well, it was, because it was Monday night and
they're closed on Monday nights.
Which is my bad. I should have thought about that and I didn't. So luckily we had good alternatives in downtown Des Moines for beer.
Thinking of off the top of my head here, the only two other things I would think that would be off the top of my head fun to do in Des Moines would have been a piano bar. Mm. And or a comedy club. So
yeah, I feel like that's a weekend thing, though. Silas's birthday really was the middle of the week, which was also part of the issue.
You're right. We could have switched the date so that I would have just celebrated on the weekend. But it's always fun to celebrate on the day of your birthday.
Yeah,
if you get the opportunity. Agree. So
totally agree.
Yes.
So finally, the most important question.
Uh oh.
Was it a surprise?
It was fun. It was. Oh yes, it was a surprise.
I thought I ruined the surprise like six different
times.
She
did. She almost did. At one point, she said, oh, these friends will get to stay over at this person's house, which I looked at. This was before the party and a week before, and I looked at her, and it was two groups of friends who had never met before. And so I looked at her very quizzically, and she looked back at me with this puzzled look on her face, and then she said, well, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know what I'm talking about. And she said something else, and I completely believed her that she just had a giant brain fart.
Yeah. And in my head, I was like, I said, I basically blurted out a complete secret. And then I kind of was like, holy shit, that was not what I was supposed, like, never should I ever have said anything like that in front of Silas. And then I'm like, quick, think of what you meant to say. Quickly, otherwise Silas is going to realize that you're just trying to cover up a lie. And so I made up something that didn't make any sense either, but it was less likely to ruin his birthday. And I was for sure he was just being nice and not asking any further questions because he realized that it would further ruin his birthday surprise.
It was not ruined. Like I said earlier, I love surprises. So I purposely try
and then
keep myself separated.
And then
the other mistake. Spoilers.
Yeah. The other mistake I made was I had basically a Word document that completely outlined all of the clues and what times to go where.
Yeah.
And so it was basically a complete overview. I mean, it had like my shopping list, like everything I was supposed to do. And I had it saved in my computer. Well, I recently got a new computer and I had it saved kind of somewhere special and hidden from. We mostly share our files.
Kayla is essentially a computer hacker and was able to hack the file away so that I wouldn't be able to find it. True computer hacker.
I just saved it to my documents folder instead of saving it to our Dropbox account.
That's amazing.
I know. I am a true computer genius. Anyway, the point I'm trying to get to is that because I had switched computers, I had emailed myself the file, and then I had opened it up a couple days beforehand to finish the clues, and then I accidentally did save it to the Dropbox account, which wouldn't have been a big deal.
Oh, Kayla.
I know.
You saved it to Dropbox?
I did.
Hacking 101. Never save to Dropbox.
I don't think Silas knows what hacking is.
Computer hacking is a technical term that means...
Anyway... So I did then save it to Dropbox just days before his birthday. And not only did I save it to Dropbox, I changed the file name from Silas's birthday to Birthday Scavenger Hunt.
So I'm standing at my computer. I have a standing desk and I'm standing there working on something and a little message pops up and says, a file has been added to your Dropbox. And I looked at it and it said, Birthday Scavenger Hunt. I was like, no, this is one thing I cannot unsee.
And he later like remorsefully admitted.
Later,
that he had
like
seen
30
it.
Seconds, I yelled down the hallway. I was like, Kayla, I have a confession.
He's like, I saw the file name. He didn't open it.
I didn't open it.
If he had opened it, it would have ruined everything because it literally was the entire 2 days completely planned out minute by minute.
Completely ruined. But it wasn't. So it was all good. Like I said, I don't know if I mentioned this. I love surprises.
Yeah. No, so. I knew when he said to me, oh, I saw that. I said, okay, but you didn't open it right. He goes, no, of course not. I'm like, okay, well, then you know that it's sort of a scavenger hunt. And it was kind of a non-traditional scavenger hunt because it's not like I just sent you to go find things on your own.
Right.
It was more just like every couple hours there was a clue for him to solve.
Right.
And then I drove him or went with him.
Hiding clues at the places would have been a nightmare for you to execute and almost
impossible. Also, we only have one car, so I don't think it would have worked at all.
Yeah. A nightmare.
And we wouldn't have gotten to spend time together. So it wasn't that kind of a situation.
But it was an amazing birthday experience. I really had a good time. And what I am curious about and what I would like to ask you now is how exactly did you plan the whole thing? Because it was pretty elaborate.
It was kind of elaborate. I don't know how I'm going to keep topping this as a birthday gift.
Oh, humble brag. Nice job.
No, I'm serious. It was pretty good, though.
It was pretty good.
We'll never be able to compare it to Vegas, but...
But we wouldn't have been able to share that podcast anyway.
Right, exactly. So. Right.
Okay, enough with the humble bragging. How exactly did you plan this?
So, I had been thinking for a while about what I was going to do for Silas's birthday. My general thought was that we were going to stay relatively close to where we live and do something fun. And I also knew that because of the amount of vacation I took in July, that I would only be able to... Like, we could only spend basically one day work-wise doing something. So with those limitations in mind, I was like, well, Des Moines' the most obvious city, although we could have maybe gone to Omaha or Minneapolis or whatever. But then I was like, if we're going to be in Des Moines, I could invite your friends. And so I started, I kind of slowly started putting together in my head the gist, right? Like,
right.
Dinner, drinks, where are places we haven't been before, where are things that you've said you wanted to do. And then one day it occurred to me to ask Silas a couple of questions about his birthday. And that is when he basically mentioned the movie theme. And so then it was like, it just clicked for me because I was like, oh, movie theme. I can do that. And really in my head, the only idea I had so far still was just the Flicks Brewhouse because I knew you had really wanted to try that, and I'm like, okay, well, that's dinner and a movie, or we could go there mid-afternoon or whatever. And it really, it took me a long time to come up with some other movie theme pieces.
Okay.
But I'm really glad that I ended up adding in the John Wayne and the Bridges of Madison County components, because those are things like when we go to visit Silas's parents, we drive right by the exit that says, you know, John Wayne, birthplace, the Bridges of Madison County. And we've never, ever pulled off the road because we're always... We always have a destination in mind, you know?
Right, yep.
And you never stop at those little things along the way. And so once I knew I wanted to do that, everything else kind of fell into place. And I wanted to do something fun with our friends, and I wasn't quite sure. And then I looked up and found that the iCubs were playing on your birthday, and I thought, oh, well, that would be fun. And so slowly, steadily, I kind of timed everything out, more or less. I made a Facebook group.
So... What you're telling me is the way you planned my birthday party was the same way that you plan everything else, with timetables, Excel spreadsheets.
There wasn't
research.
An Excel spreadsheet.
What?
No, it was a Word document because I was writing clues.
Aha. Word documents rather than an Excel spreadsheet, and then a Facebook group.
Yeah, so I had to do the Facebook group for the bar and baseball game. So and by all of our friends your back.
No new planning tips for anyone listening, but...
Well,
you do have the formula for planning the perfect Kayla expedition.
So, a couple of ideas if someone wanted to do something similar.
Okay.
First, originally, I wasn't going to do a hotel at all. It was going to be like a true staycation where you stay at your own house and save money.
Sure.
But then I was like, I really don't want to drive back after the baseball game, both because I would like to drink at the baseball game, and second, because...
The game will get over late.
It would be kind of late, right?
Yeah.
And little did we know in real life that we were going to end up going out even after the baseball game. And that the baseball game would go like 12 innings. It was kind of a late night in the end.
It was. It was fun, though. It was really fun because we were literally two blocks away from our hotel, so it was
pressure. Yeah, we didn't have a reason to go back. Once I had the hotel idea, which took a little bit of an evolution... Then I was like, well, I don't want to spend money on a hotel, which is where our travel rewards points came into play. And I think that was uber smart, because I think sometimes when you're treating yourself, you don't want to, like, oh, you know, paying for a hotel seems like an additional expense for Silas's birthday.
Right. Yeah. But the rewards points really have been useful a handful of times for us so far. Mm-hmm. And I think that we will continue to use rewards points for travel.
Yeah. So that was actually the first time I used them, but Silas didn't know that I used them at all. So I had to kind of lie to him about how it worked the second time that I used them.
Well, looking back, I should have known something was up. And actually, I did think that's interesting, but that was all the more thought I gave it, because when Kayla first looked at the travel rewards page for redeeming them for trips and hotels, she was very frustrated and yelling at her computer and throwing her hands in the air. This doesn't make any sense. How am I supposed to book anything with this? And then I said, I don't know. We'll figure it out later. Then the next time I witnessed her using it, she was like, oh, click, 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 click.
I don't remember that first time.
It's very easy. And I was like, that's weird.
That's really funny.
I wonder when she spent time exploring it, or if she just took a happy pill today or something. But I should have known. At that moment, I had a brief, well, that's weird, sort of thought to myself, but I didn't give it any more thought than that.
That's good.
So. Mostly yeah. Because I don't know if I have told anyone this, but I love surprises. They're the best.
The other thing that I was thinking, you know, if someone else is trying to do something similar, it's like, I think we have in our heads this idea that a scavenger hunt has to look a certain way.
Sure.
You know, like, I don't know, like it's all in one kind of general location and you can walk around and find new clues and then, you know, but all on the same property or within the same park or something like that, something close.
Yep.
And I think the way that I set it up was really fun because, one, we could be together all day long. It wasn't like you had to go off and do your own thing.
Sure.
And then, you know, basically in the first envelope Silas got wasn't so much a clue. It was more like directions. You know, welcome to your birthday scavenger hunt. Our schedule over the next 48 hours has been optimized to make the most out of your birthday. And then something to the effect of, whenever I give you a new envelope, we have to stop our current activity and move on to the next one, as a way of telling him in advance that, you know, just because he likes the bar we're hanging out at doesn't mean that there's not another envelope and we're not going to a baseball game next.
Right.
Yep. That he had to submit to this idea that I was calling the shots in terms of the schedule for the day, because we certainly could have stayed at a lot of places more.
Oh, yeah.
Or longer than we did. And so the way that I set it up, I think, really, really worked because it allowed us to spend a lot of time together, but it also allowed me to kind of plan out in advance everything that would happen and, you know, for us to show up at the bar at the exact moment when all of the friends were already there, kind of a thing. So
it was very well planned, very well received. I like it.
It was awesome.
But that's our show.
That is our show.
As always, we ask that you leave any questions you have in the comment section below, or if you have a specific question, feel free to email us directly or connect with us on social media. Our email address is kaylaandsilas@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest by searching Kayla and Silas. Once again, we're
Kayla
and Silas wishing you luck on your upcoming adventures.
Did it record?
It recorded this time.